Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3, all right, now we're recording both ways on this service I'm using here and on this recorder using a headphone. All right, so let me diminish that window and we'll bring up, hopefully, Chrome has completely stopped working for me. I've gotten on the bad side of Google, I'm afraid. They think that I'm making a lot of money off selling my book by posting these posts on social media, which is not the case, I assure you. But that's what they accuse me of. So all of a sudden, Google stopped working, you know, right at that time. Coinky dink, I guess. Coinky dink? I don't think so. Anyway, here we go. Let's see if I can find this website here. It's my website. I should be able to find it. Artbullet.com. Well, I'm waiting on Jimmy to call in. If he's going to, I'll just do this briefly. Because it's such good news, I just have to talk about it. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, welcome to the program. I've had a great deal of difficulty with jitter in the line, broadcasting here from Mexico, hence the severe drop-offs making it unlistenable. So I'm recording a podcast to upload in place of the crippled program, let's put it that way. So I'm going to start off by reading the chart. This is a trial of Jimmy Lee Hardy for apostasy, and I'm going to read the charges. And he never showed up for the trial. I didn't expect him to, because the wicked flee when no one pursueth, and also that he whose deeds are evil cometh not to the light, lest he be reproved. So this is typical of Jimmy, as well as all wicked persons, and that's how I esteem him, as a wicked person for doing what he did. So what he did was just desert his post without notice, without any preamble, no explanation. When I tried to call dozens of times, he never answered the phone. So what can I conclude but apostasy? So if he had desired to show up, he was welcome to show up, in fact invited to show up, a summons issued to him to show up, but I can't compel him to, unlike courts in the criminal justice system of the United States. They have the power of the gun behind them. They can go with sheriff's deputies, whatever, and arrest the person and bring him manacled in an arraignment process. But I don't have that power yet. I say yet because the kingdom of God is in its infancy. It's as a grain of mustard seed. Jesus said it would be, and that's the way it is right now. So I can't compel him to show up. He must sneer at that, but oh well. He'll have to stand, though, at the last day. There's no doubt about that. All men and women will have to stand and give an account of their deeds done in the body. So let me start by reading the charges officially. The trial of Jimmy Lee Hardy for apostasy, for desertion of his post, taking an independent course, for not obeying the commandments, for leading a double life, attempting to compartmentalize his calling into a small section of his life, and then forgetting about what he said on the program, allowing the devil to have almost total power over him, causing him to apostatize, becoming sick physically even, and forgetting his word on the program, lying, scurrilous treatment of the Lord's anointed, which I described a minute ago. So with that podcast pre-recorded introduction, we'll proceed with the rest of the program. And I have 5 minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and perform the ordinance of severing him from the ordinances. So I raise my right hand to the square. Jimmy Lee Hardy, by the authority and power of the apostleship which I hold, I sever you from the ordinances of the house of God and deliver you over to the buffetings of Satan for apostasy. And I do this in the name of Messiah. Amen. Okay, I feel the power of that. And again, the charge is desertion of his post, because he had a post here on the program, taking an independent course, for not obeying the commandments, for leading a double life, attempting to compartmentalize his calling into a section of his life, and then forgetting about what he said on the program, allowing the devil to have almost total power over him, causing him to apostatize. Because you can't play a game with that. With the gospel, you can't do it, because the devil takes power immediately whenever you do something like that. Because the gospel strikes at the root of human existence, and it... In fact, I've got that quote here somewhere. Let's see, Evernote. I've got it in Evernote. Yeah, here it is. Brigham Young. I've got 5 minutes left. The gospel of salvation is perfectly calculated to cause division. It strikes at the root of the very existence of mankind in their wickedness, evil designs, passions, and wicked calculations. There is no evil among the human family, but at the foundation of which it strikes effectually and comes in contact with every evil passion that rises in the heart of man. It is opposed to every evil practice of men, and consequently it disturbs them in the wicked courses they are pursuing. And Jimmy thought he could be above it all, don't you know, and manage everything, telling me what he thought I wanted to hear and on the program, and then pursuing his own evil desires, carnal desires, whatever, privately. And you can't do that, because the devil takes power immediately. Whenever the gospel is preached in towns, cities, country places, or in any community who are in darkness, it never fails to bring light. It manifests their ignorance, it distracts them, and annoys their peace. They say, I supposed I was wise, happy, comfortable, and well enough off, but here comes something that informs me that I'm mistaken, that this and the other thing are wrong. It reflects light upon my understanding and teaches me that my acts while I live upon the earth should tend to the glory of God and the peace of mankind. This naturally seems contrary to my feelings, disposition, passions, and traditions, and to everything about me except the reflection of truth upon my mind, which enlightens my understanding and teaches me to glorify God and to do good to my fellow creatures. The gospel is not only calculated to defend from those who embrace it with a true heart. And you see, this is what Jimmy did not do. He did not have a true heart. He didn't embrace it with a true heart, but with subterfuge and duplicity. And he thought that he could fool God, I guess. Well, I don't know. A cynical worldview like that, I can't. I have to battle these things myself. I mean, the devil tempts me to be cynical about things, and I just have to usher that out in the spiritual warfare that I have to engage in almost daily, because the power of the evil one is so strong in the world, and most persons are led along by him. And so I resist that in my own self. So it's a spiritual bookkeeping of warfare that has to go on, that we are all existentially involved in, alone, essentially, in this conundrum of the spiritual being besieged by the evil one and tempted. Now, most people don't even know that this is going on, because they're completely in the power of the devil, actually. All right, well, I'm out of time.
I've got 2 minutes left, I think, but let me get back to the switchboard here, and I'm going to have to upload this later. So that's the end of the program. I hope that persons who hear this will repent of their iniquity and fear God and partake of the ordinances as commanded. In the name of Art Bullough, who's the One Mighty and Strong, amen.